Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Spring is here, and it's time for a walk in the woods. In the second part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. Marla and I continued our walk along the Carr Trail north of Lake Red Rock.
I remember a few years ago, we're on the second bridge here, we crossed over on this little nook, and you found a turkey's nest.
Yes, I did. That was pretty cool.
That was cool. And we can kind of trail off to the side if you would like to today. Don't know how adventurous you would like to be.
Well, I think that was the first turkey nest I've ever found. It was quite fun.
It is quite fun. Woodpeckers are really letting us know that they're here today, too. The turkeys have been strutting here for about 3 weeks, maybe even longer. They give everybody quite a show early of a morning and later in the evening. So it's now that the daylight hours are starting to extend a little bit more, we notice them a little bit more readily, but it's so beautiful to see them with their tails fanned out and doing their strutting and dancing.
Now, is it my imagination or have I been hearing more turkeys this year?
You probably are hearing more turkeys this year. Turkeys do very well in our environment, and they don't seem to have a problem getting through some of our harsher winters and getting through some wet springs as our pheasant and quail do. But, you know, they like the trees. They're an oak hickory forest type of bird, and they do quite well. They do quite well. I'm not sure what we'll find, but we'll veer off the trail a little bit and see what we can find. Here's some spring beauty still in bloom with the grassy-like leaf, and they're kind of tucked up next to the tree. Actually, I didn't think they would be out today, but since the sun is shining, they're going to go ahead and open.
You can beautiful small flowers with pink highlights, veins, what do you call those?
Oh, they're veining through the white petals. So sometimes you find them a little bit whiter, sometimes they're a little bit pinker. It just kind of depends on the plant itself. But very grassy-like leaves, and then it seeds all the way up the stems until you get to the bloom on top. Turkeys.
Turkeys.
Can you hear them?
Yeah, different from the gobble-gobble
yes,
that I'm used to.
Very much.
What are they saying?
I have no idea. Actually, they're calling back and forth to each other, but those are hens. And that was just quite a vocal little story it was telling, wasn't it? And there are some other people here in and around the Carr Trail, so maybe it was a warning sign, but it was ahead of us a little bit. Maybe we'll
walk up there
and see if we can see something. All the scratching that those turkeys have done. It's just amazing. They've taken all the leaves and pulled them away and looking for different things. And so if you're out in the woods and you see things, you might find animal caches, too, if you look in and around trees where the animals have taken and cached all kinds of nuts and foods. And that's always fun to find, too. So it's fun just to get out and explore, get off the trail and see what's there. One little...
Oh, bluebells.
You can see the... really kind of a tanzanite color and a little lavender and a little blue, the shape of a bell, kind of bowing their head today, right next to some Dutchman breeches and some spring beauties. Dutchman's breeches aren't there anymore, just the leaf. But I don't find bluebells like I used to find bluebells. About every third year I can find a carpet of bluebells on the opposite side of the tower. But if you look over there along the bank, I see a carpet of bluebells.
Wow, beautiful.
Isn't that pretty? Now, if we would have gotten, wouldn't have gotten off the trail, we wouldn't have found that. But not very often do I find very many in this part of the woods. It's kind of amazing how every oak hickory forest is so different. We can go across the road and on the other side of the tower and not find some of the species that we're finding here, but we might find a few different ones. We may find morel mushrooms in this part of the park, but not across the road. And it's just kind of funny how they're all connected. They used to be totally connected, but they all hold such different richness.
More in depth after this. I continued my walk in the woods with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz.
That's a Canada goose on the pond.
They've been moving a lot.
Can we go look over there?
Sure.
We'll go over the hill. We have some huge roosts of turkeys in this park. And they make themselves known at different times of the day on the road and through the prairie. And usually in this little wetland down here, we get wood ducks. We put up a nesting structure for them. This really isn't a very good place for Canada geese. Or I don't think it is. They know what they're doing. I shouldn't say that. They know what's best for them.
Who are we listening to?
We're listening to nuthatches, downy and hairy woodpeckers, a cardinal, and I thought maybe a chickadee was going to start in. Sometimes we have a lot of chickadees doing their spring songs in here in the morning. There's the pond. I shouldn't call it a pond, but it is, it's ephemeral wetland, and so it sits here in the bottom of the woods and fills up in the spring and creates a lot of insects and food for different animals and wetland species. And this is the place last year that we located the salamanders.
Oh, yeah, you've taken me here before.
Yeah.
Ephemeral meaning it's not here all the time.
Ephemeral means it's seasonal, so now it has quite a bit of water in it. We'll see what happens with the rains, but it sits at the bottom, and it fills up when it needs to fill up, and occasionally in the fall, it will dry up. And the species that need to usually are able to head out into the habitat that they need to begin their second portion of life. So we've got a lot of frog species. Of course, we have all the dragonfly species and mayflies and those kinds of things. They're not a harbor of mosquitoes, like some people might think. Most of the mosquito species that we see and the problems that we have don't come from our natural wetlands. They usually come from puddles, you know, and puddles in tires, puddles sitting on steel, puddles that are just going to be there and be stagnant. And
so on, I don't empty my wheelbarrow.
Yeah, and sometimes if you notice you don't empty your dog or your cat water bowl, you begin to see little squiggly things in the water, and those are actually mosquito larvae. They like stagnant water. They like just little puddles here and there to where they can land and lay their eggs. Not saying that, you know, there's no mosquitoes in a wetland, but it's not the issue with creating so many mosquito problems, you know, within certain areas.
More in depth after this. I continued my walk in the woods with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. Oh, is that your wood duck?
That's her. Yeah, that's the wood duck box that we decided to put out to offer. We always have a couple of pair of wood ducks here. They haven't adopted our nest box. Maybe they will someday. There's been plenty of nest boxes put out for different species. Sometimes it's right away, and sometimes it's 20 years. Wow. So it just depends on what they want, and if we felt that, or if they feel that we placed it in the appropriate manner that they like it to be. Wood ducks like the woodland areas. They like those hollow cavities. Their babies jump out when they're ready to move, and she takes them where she wants them to go. So they're quite a unique species of waterfowl, one of our most beautiful ones, I think, but we about lost the wood duck many years ago.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, when I was a kid, I never saw one, didn't hear of anybody seeing them, but Mm-mm. They're coming back.
They're making a big comeback, and it all has to do with people creating habitat, putting out nest boxes, and really focusing on our water resources and our woodland resources for all different species. They all have to have something a little bit different, and it all works together. But there's a lot of birds. The bluebird, you know, we almost lost the bluebird. And if it wasn't for people putting out nest structures and places for them to be, then we would have a lot less of them. If who knows where we would be at this point. But almost 30 years ago, we were working on bluebird houses and the bluebird population so heavily, along with the wood duck population. So, you know, everything comes in cycles, and we try and look at our environment and what's here. Hopefully look ahead in 20 years. I know society kind of doesn't want you to look ahead for a lengthy period of time. It's kind of an instant gratification era, but we as conservationists or preservationists need to really look at what lies ahead in 20, 30 years, what needs to be done, and what needs assistance? What do we need to be focusing on? And if it's our water resources, it's not just the water itself, it's everything connected to water, which, if you think about it, we all need water. We can't live without water. And So that makes a connection to everything. So we then have to begin prioritizing and spending time on places where we need to be and what we need to be doing, and creating more education and maybe working on our resources in other manners and taking a good note of it rather than driving by and passing it off as just something that isn't always going to be there, and we take things for granted.
Well, we especially here in Marion County do, maybe because we have more land. We have Lake Red Rock. We have a lot of public land that we can all enjoy, don't we?
Right. We are very fortunate.
Do we have more public land than any other county?
We rank one of the highest of having some of the most public lands. When you look at the whole state in general as 100% total, less than 2% of all of state of Iowa is public land. So that includes roadside ditches. So really, all in all, it's not a whole lot of land that is available to friends and family to go mushrooming without asking permission on private land, or going on a picnic, going to a place to recreate in a park, or a public hunting area where that you can go without having to ask permission from a private landowner. So really, here in Marion County, I think we do focus pretty well on our public lands, and we like to recreate. But in order to recreate, we need to take a step back further and look at everything else that's around it, what is happening, and maybe there's some things that we need to do. Maybe we need to be educating more on something or looking into something a little bit more grave. But we're on the Des Moines River, and we have a very, very large watershed, and everything that happens up north, you know, we're going to see it here. And everything from here goes on down to Louisiana and the Gulf of Mexico. It just doesn't go and stop somewhere. So we need to really consider all that we have and how much life is here. And really, to be quite honest with you, we have a very good diversity of species in Marion County.
Well, but to appreciate them, we have to get out of the office more, get out of the car, and get out to places like the car trail.
We do. And it doesn't have to be the car trail. It can be any trail. There's a lot of areas that you can go and just take a walk and get a breath of fresh air and see some new things that occur in spring. It's new life, new beginnings. Everything is, you know, kind of set seasonally within our lives anyway, and same with our out-of-doors. And there's new things to see. New scenic vistas, there's new species of wildlife, there's things that happen so fast that, you know, you can go in the spring and see this ephemeral wetland right now with water in it and come back in August and it may be a dry, swampy hole, you know, but it's done its job and it's here like it's supposed to be working and producing things that need its assistance. So we just take things for granted, like the spring. If you blink, you're going to miss it. It just seems so nice to be able to stand here, and it's a little cool out, but there's such an opening with the sun beaming down on us and warming us up, and it just feels wonderful.
Thanks to Marla Mertz for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.